We need to hear certain things, you know what I mean? So, you know, when the crowd gets silent for us and we kind of hear things, definitely helps us out.
You said you finally have them.
Well, nah, it's another game. It's a new game. You know what I mean? They might have something different for us, and we got to go out there and make plays at the end of the day.
How much are you looking forward to having them here, though? You guys don't have to go there. They're coming to your house now.
Yeah, it's definitely a plus. You know what I mean? But we still got to play the game, no matter where it is. But it's definitely a plus to be able to stay home and play here and have the altitude a little bit and see how they handle that. But at the same time, it's still the game.
So much at stake on Sunday. Is it hard not to get too excited? I mean, it's Thursday, but we're looking ahead. This is for a spot in the AFC.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. But, you know, I mean, you're going to have enough time, especially on game day and the night before, to kind of get, you know, amped up and ready for the game. So it's a little bit of ways, but once those days come, you get back to work and get amped up for it.
How has what you've done with this team evolved over this season?
Just basically learning each week and trying to get better each week. You never play a perfect game. I mean, definitely not me. And, you know, I just try to correct those mistakes and move forward each week and get better.
And have you?
I think so. But I think I still make a couple of mistakes. But, you know, I try my best.
So what about Peyton had the biggest impact on you?
Basically, you know, how to be a pro. You know, he demands so much and, you know, he demands perfection, you know, and that kind of rubs off on a lot of guys, offense and defensively, and as a team. So I just try to go out there and do my best and make sure I'm in the right places.
Is that hard at first?
No, not at all. I mean, you need that kind of leadership. You know, I mean, he's definitely a leader, and everyone, you know, he rubs off on a lot of guys.
Is that just by watching, or is there a meeting that, you know, first early on that you got together with him or something?
I think it's everything put together, you know, definitely on the field when you're playing, and in the meeting rooms also.
What's it like when it's just the two of you in the back?
It's funny. I mean, we're always talking. We're talking back there, making sure me and him are on the same page. He's always making calls, and we just talk and see if we're on the same page, and then go from there.
Does it ever get confusing?
Yeah, but he makes sure you know what you're doing.
Has the sight of this year's Super Bowl been in the back of your mind for a long time or anything? Is that any extra juice at all?
No, you know. you know, in the beginning of the season, everyone has that hope. You know, I mean, that, you know, you get there, get to the playoffs, and you go from there, you know. So in the beginning of the season, everyone had that dream, you know, ahead of us, but we had to work our way here, and we're here now. You know, I mean, but at the same time, we still have to get this win, you know, and then see what happens after that. But it's going to be a tough one.
But personally for you, though, just the fact that it's near your hometown where you grew up and everything else?
No, I mean, that'd be a plus. That'd be a plus. And that's something that I'm like, oh, I really want to do it. You know, it doesn't matter where the Super Bowl would be held if we were able to get there. You know, you're there and you want to compete and try to win the thing. But, you know, if we're fortunate enough to get there, that would just be a kind of like a plus.
Can you remember your first game in Giants Stadium?
Yeah, I think it was this year.
Really?
We played at Rutgers. You know what I mean? So, we didn't get the opportunity to go over there. But, yeah, this year, played there once. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get back there. But it's not going to be easy. I think he was a great coach. You know what I mean? He, you know, he drafted me. He believed in me, and I just came out here and try to do what I can to make this team and to do what I can to help this team win. You know what I mean? I thought he was a great coach, and he's still doing a great job.
Now, John, how big of a role has Eric Studisville played in your development this year and your success this season?
A lot. You know what I mean? Every running back coach is different. You know what I mean? He came in and taught me little things, and I had the opportunity to be here with, you know, older running backs at the same time, and I learned from them. And he's like a father figure to me, so he definitely means a lot, for sure.